Our guest today, a woman of many, many talents. Shireen Barnard doesn't only sing, she also owns a wildlife estate that provides a haven for several different wild animals. She owns a sports clinic and is in training for a triathlon as we speak. But substantial and significant to today's conversation, it was during lockdown that she really decided to pursue her music career with vigor. And so we have a new track that we're going to play for you today, which is a collaboration with rapper Joel Parker. The song is going to be on her new album, which is due for release later this year. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though. Let's first say hello to Shireen and find out more about the story of her music journey. Shireen, great to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
It's a pleasure. I believe you grew up in Jan Kempdorp, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who's scratching my head trying to place that on the map. Shireen, whereabouts is that? Remind me.
I'm very surprised that you pronounced it correctly.
Okay, that's a start.
Jan Kempdorp is a small town in the Northern Cape. So
okay.
It's an irrigation town. So my father was, we grew mealies and corn and... Katoon, I don't know the English name for that. So, yeah, I grew up on a small farm, and at school, I was in a school which had 350 children in high school and primary school.
Gosh.
So small, yeah.
And yet you managed to, I imagine, plant the seeds of the love of music. Shireen, did it begin at school, or was it something you only came to later in life?
No. I played the piano since I was 3 years old, and I had a wonderful... very driven music teacher. It was actually the lady that was shot a few weeks ago.
Oh,
I think you all
know. Sorry
to
hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was my music teacher, and she actually imprinted music into my life, and she gave me all the opportunity. So I played the piano since I was three, and then I did the theory and the music and the piano, and I sang choir. And then it all just went from there. But I didn't study music at university because my father believed that musicians are poor. So he said he's not going to pay for music studies. I must do law. And I did perform a few years after university in the theater year. So I tried to pursue my music in between and did a few shows with Ileana Hetema and with Dani Niels those years. That's 22 years ago. And then I got married. And I started a family, and I started the sanctuary. We built the sanctuary. And then the music kind of, you know, you raise kids. I have four kids within a year from each other.
Ooh.
So and then you built that, and you built the sanctuary and the restaurant and everything. And then when lockdown came, everything came to a standstill. And that's when I decided, listen, this time, I'm going to start write music again and maybe perform music again. And then I just started writing. And that's where it all started again for me.
So somebody opened the tap and just decided to leave it running is what I'm hearing. I mean, Shireen,
yes.
This is the one thing. If we have to look for a silver lining to the very dark cloud that was lockdown, the one thing I can say I love about it in retrospect is how many musicians have said to me what you've just said to me. I finally had time to stop, to breathe, to think about my music and to find inspiration again. And we are reaping the benefits of it now with all the lovely new music that's being released. So tell us a little bit more about your album, which is coming out later this year.
It's got a funny story. So last year, well, I started in lockdown and then I wrote a few singles. It was Pray and Killer and a lot. There was about 8 singles.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, April, I watched a Netflix series, Maestro in Blue. Have you ever watched it?
No, I haven't.
I'm actually, all my clients, I've got the Ozone Clinic, so all the female, especially the Greeks, because it's a Greek series.
Okay.
So all the Greek ladies, the one just left, and yesterday I asked her, listen, have you watched Maestro in Blue? She said, no. I said, no, but you're Greek. And she said, please, put it on for me. So I watched the series last year in April, and it's a musical series.
Okay.
And it inspired me to write a song, My Read Between the Lines. So I'm a philosopher, and I'm a hopeless romantic in completely. So I love to write about love and the experiences of love. It's not always what I experience, so I observe. I've got a lot of teenagers, and I'm very involved in the kids' lives, so there's a lot of kids always at home.
Yeah.
But I drive far distances as well. So, you know, my head starts to run with things, and then I just write about love. I love it. So then I watched a series. It inspired me to write a song. And then it's like you say, the taps went open and I didn't stop. So then I wrote 15 songs.
Gosh.
Over that period of time, and I had to divide it into two albums. So the first album consists of 10 of the songs. So yeah, it was just my read between the lines, and then it was the next song, and then it was the next song. So this song, While You Love Somebody Else, is actually the fourth track of the album.
And I can't wait to share it with our audience today. Shireen, what would you like them to know about the song itself?
This song is about love and the difficulties of love, and everything doesn't always work out. So, and the unexpectedness, the first song, My Read Between the Lines, actually, it's about the unexpectedness of love and how love can unexpectedly change your life. So this song is about how love doesn't always work out like you want to. You know, you fall in love with someone, but they don't necessarily feel the same. So that's what the song is about. And I actually wrote the song as a ballad. And then the day that I went to the studio from the farm, I just decided, listen, I want to do something different with this. I want to make it a rap song. So when I got to the studio, I told my producer, Andre, listen, Andre, we need to change something. And Andre knows me, so he just let his head fall into his hands. And he said, Shireen, okay, what are we doing? And I asked him, listen, do you know a rapper? And he looked at me quite puzzled because my music is all ballads and, you know, love songs. And he said, I actually do know a rapper. Let's give him a call. He called him and he said, listen, can you be here the next day? He said, yes, great, Andre, I can be here. And then I gave him the lyrics and I said, listen, this is a ballad, so you need to change the verses into rap. So you're going to need to put some words into it. And he had an hour, and he changed the verses within an hour, and the next day we actually recorded the song. So it's a very special song. It's something different because it has the ballad style, you know, and then suddenly the rap comes and it changes the whole aura of the song. So I love that element. We're actually working on 3 new songs as well. I just pulled the guy in. I said, listen, you're very talented and I love what you did, so let's do this.
Love that story. Shireen Barnard, thank you so much for sharing it with us and for sharing the music with us today. So we're going to play out the show with the track called While You Love Somebody Else, a collaboration with rapper Joel Parker. If you like what you hear, well, you know that there's a full album coming later this year called Words Fail Me, Part 1. The other thing you can do is reach out to Shireen on social media. She's at Shireen Barnard, Shareene.